Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Thea Bialis, and joined with me is...
Hi, I'm Amelia Arlen.
And you're listening to Talk the Hawk Sports. Today, we're going to be covering a range of topics, including hockey, UFC, and general sports in Laurier and Canada.
As well as your Golden Hawks.
Yes.
So I'm Amelia Arlen. I am the sports manager for Radio Laurier this year. And my team of wonderful volunteers will be running Talk the Hawk. This week we have Thea, but it's going to kind of shift and change every week.
And a little bit about me. In high school, I was an avid sports player. I played badminton, volleyball, rugby, and now entering university, I'm in third year communication studies student. And I am a volunteer through Radio Laurier. I'm a color commentator in the basketball games, as well as now a new member of Talk the Hawk Sports. And aside from that, I do intramural refereeing through Laurier for water polo and dodgeball. It's really fun.
Okay. Sports-wise, I'm obviously a sports manager, and I play field hockey for the Golden Hawks on the Laurier Women's Club field hockey team. I played sports all growing up, a very wide range of soccer, basketball, competitive dance, field hockey, obviously, track and field, cross country, really kind of everything. So sports has always been kind of my deal. Thea, do you want to jump into Golden Hawk news?
Yes, so with our recent game yesterday was the Battle of Waterloo, our football game Laurier against Waterloo, and Laurier came out with guns a-blazing, and we won 43-22, winning the Battle of Waterloo. And on October 1st, the football team also took home another win against the Windsor Lancers, 49-11. And Amelia, do you want to add in some?
Yeah. So earlier this week, it was announced by U Sports. So they run kind of a lot of the university sports leagues. In Canada, it was announced that our football team is 9th in their top 10. So that's pretty exciting. As well as earlier this week, our kicker Dawson Hodge was named OUA Special Teams Player of the Week. And his skills were definitely shown off last night.
And that was 9th in all of Canada?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
I've only been to one football game so far, but the last football game, it rained, so I wasn't able to see the true talent of the Laurier team, so I'm excited.
They've definitely been doing well this season. Definitely predicted to go to the playoffs, which is very exciting for the Golden Hawks. Other Golden Hawks news is that the women's softball pitcher, Heather Dirks, has been named Player of the Week by the Ontario University Softball League, and our wonderful softball team was running 7-5. 7 wins, 5 losses so far, which is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. And the rugby teams have been doing well, too. The last two games the men's rugby teams have played, they've won by a significant amount, roughly around 25 points for each game. The last one was on the 1st of October, and that was against Waterloo, 50-26. And then it was Trent, was September 24th, and that was 54-25. It's pretty incredible. That's a lot of tries to have over another team. But the women's rugby, they've been doing it well as well. But they were supposed to have a game tomorrow, actually. But it got canceled because the York Lions had to cancel, meaning Laurier automatically won 20-0.
That's pretty nice.
nice, yeah.
We'll take the wins where we can get them. Work smarter, exactly. Not harder, I guess. Not that they don't work hard. They definitely do. But yeah. Now, do you want to flip it to general news? Or do you have anything else?
That's basically the main part for Golden Hawks right now.
Okay. The Golden Hawks right now are just currently looking to get a lot of teams started up, which is why there's not much going on. Basketball will start their regular season November 4th, and men's hockey starts their season this upcoming Friday, coming out of Reading Week.
November 4th, tune into OUA website because there I'll be color commentating for the basketball games. So looking forward to it. First one of this year, so.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, with our team starting up, that's kind of all we got for right now. Also, our golf team has been doing really well. I saw something about that. A lot of medals going on over there. Yeah, flip it to general news.
General news. So recently, there's been a big scandal in Canadian hockey with lots of sexual assault allegations going against lots of Canadian hockey players, with the Canadian Hockey Association looking away and ignoring it and just taking their players' skill over the terrible things that they have allegedly done. So along with these allegations, a lot of brands have canceled or suspended their sponsorship with the Hockey Canada. Among these ones are Canadian Tire and Sobeys. They completely canceled their sponsorship with Canada Hockey, along with many others, including Nike, suspending their sponsorship with them.
That's pretty big. Tim Hortons, Chevrolet, Telus, Scotiabank, Esso, Specialet, and the Kegger, a few others that have pulled back some of their sponsorship in light of all of this unfortunate and unbelievable news surrounding Hockey Canada. Yeah, it's become a much larger problem than I think anybody thought it would be. There's a lot going on in Ottawa about what's got to change and hopefully get some justice and some peace for
definitely
survivors.
Definitely. Yeah, some terrible allegations going around. It's and a lot of these, some of them, so I read that there's been at least 15 separate allegations since 1989. So this sort of scandal has been going on for roughly 33 years now, and it's crazy that it's taken this long for us to finally start acting up against it or realizing how major it actually is.
Yeah. What else you got for us?
For general news, the Miami Dolphins' Tagovailoa has concussion issues.
Yeah, so it was released this week that following the insane injury last Thursday, where a player was carted off the field on a stretcher. They weren't necessarily following concussion protocol. The player took a nasty hit the Sunday before, and they kind of ignored a bunch of the concussion symptoms. And then on Thursday, he played again, got hit really rough, and was carted off the field, which is unfortunate. So they're being looked at for their concussion and injury protocols as of right now. And the NFL is looking into what really happened and what's going on behind it.
Oh, at least they're taking some action, but yes, it is very unfortunate that it has to go that far until they finally do something about it. But
yes, concussions are not something you want to mess around with. And especially given that over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of talk about concussion awareness. I believe September was concussion awareness month, if there wasn't just like a week or day of it. So obviously that happening at the end of September really shows into light how careful you got to be with your brain and why wearing a helmet while playing sports is so important.
I'm fortunate that I never got a concussion playing rugby. Have you ever gotten one, Amelia?
I got a concussion while playing field hockey while I was in grade 12. I took a field hockey stick to the face during a tournament. Had two black eyes. I was thankful that it didn't break my nose, but yeah, wow. that was a rough month.
Yeah, that can be scary.
Yeah. Okay. next. Yeah, I hear you like the UFC. Is that correct?
I am a UFC fan, yes. There's some good fights coming up in the next few weeks. There's Charles Oliveira is going up against Islam Makhachev. It's going to be a really good fight. It's a double championship bout. So it's Oliveira and Makhachev. And then there's also going to be Sterling, Aljamain Sterling, which is the current champion for the bantamweights. And he's going up against Dillashaw. And it's interesting, though, for the Oliveira fight. He's a really good fighter. He won the last championship against Gaethje, and he actually got submission from him in the first round last fight, but he lost his championship because he was, I think it was 1/4 of a pound overweight. So he lost his championship title. So now he's going up for it again, but he has the lesser odds. He doesn't have the odds to win. So it's going to be interesting.
That's unfortunate. Okay. So here on Talk the Hawk, we're going to be doing this little segment every week, every few weeks, where we learn about a new sport. So coming off of Thea's talk about the UFC, I personally know nothing about the UFC. So Thea, if you could explain, our segment's going to just be talking about a new sport. So Thea, if you could explain the UFC to me, that would be great. Like, what's the structure of each match? How does a match work?
So roughly like every Saturday, there's a starting time, which is usually around like 7 or 10. And there's about 5 fights, but like the two are, there's like the main fight and then there's a co-main fight. Those ones are the main ones. They usually run around like, so if the fight started at 10, those ones would start around 12 because they can really last a long time. And the first 3 fights of those 5, they're out of 3 rounds. And I believe the rounds, I think, are 3 minutes in those ones. No, maybe 5. I think they'd be 5. I can't really remember. But then the last 2, they're 5 rounds of 5 minutes. But a lot of times they don't go to the full extent. I mean, a lot of people don't understand why I like UFC, because it can be a really brutal sport, but it also has such good sportsmanship for the most part. I mean, obviously there's some fighters that don't get along very well, but I just think it's really interesting how they can beat each other up so much, but before they do that, they fist bump, and then after they're hugging, congratulating one another, no matter who won. I mean, that's most of the time, at least from what I see. There are some fighters that have a lot of more aggression in them, but
I was going to say, I feel like UFC is probably one of the more aggressive sports.
Definitely, yeah.
Up there with football. I don't know. To me, it always just looks a little intimidating, a little scary. There's a lot of blood that
you like just try to block that.
Just block that out.
Yeah. No, but I didn't get into it until like my first year. So, and it was like the McGregor fight. It was a McGregor fight, and that was the fight where I think his like ankle snapped. It was awful.
That sounds
when that happens, nasty. It's terrible, because like when you're fighting, like your goal is, you know, not to actually like hurt the person for a long time. Like you're not trying to break any of their bones, really, right? Yeah. So when that happens, it's really sad, because they work so hard, too.
That's rough. I don't know. I don't think I could ever.
Can't knock it till you watch it. You gotta give it a whirl. You
I
know?
Was gonna say participate, let alone watch.
Don't participate. No. Yeah. No, it's great. I remember there's I think his name's Bruce Buffer, and he's the guy who does the introductions to the main fights. And like his voice, it's like, and now the main event, and it's just incredible. I remember last year I was doing finals for dodgeball, and I introduced the dodgeball finals with the Bruce Buffer voice. It was funny. Everyone loved it though, so it's okay.
Well, I'm glad they loved it. What's the best UFC fight you've ever watched?
I saw one. It happened a few years ago. It was against these two girls, and one is Rose Namajunas. I can't pronounce her last name. And then there was Wei Li, and they were and the fight was just incredible. There was they actually had one recently, but it wasn't as good. Rose also, she just went for a championship against Carla, I think her name's Carla Esperanza or something, and she lost because Rose, like, didn't throw a punch at all. It was the worst fight I'd ever seen. So it's funny because, like, one of the best fights I've seen is a fighter who is one of also the worst fights I've ever seen. Yes. So it's pretty funny. But there was another one. It was Wei Li and this girl named Jovankovic. That was a few years ago. I think that was probably the best fight I've seen. Because, like, the girls, they don't, like, highlight them as much as they should because the women fighters are actually really incredible at what they do.
I believe that. Women's sports is definitely more, I don't know, outstanding in some respects mm-hmm. than I think a lot of people give it credit for. Because girls can really pack a punch.
Oh, for sure.
When necessary.
And they can even, like, take a punch, too. Like, the videos I see of some of the like, men claiming to have hurt themselves when it was literally just like a poke, and the women are getting, like, tackled left, right, and center, and they just brush it off and continue.
I feel like you see that a lot with, like, women's soccer.
Yeah,
like, I feel like women and men get compared a lot when it comes to professional soccer and how mm-hmm. each gender takes their hits and, like, injuries.
Definitely. Yeah, so any more questions about UFC? But I feel like I've covered a decent bit about it.
I feel like I don't know enough about it to really ask any questions.
But that's why you got to watch it.
I have one. If there was any UFC fighter you could, like, sit down and have lunch with and just ask any question you wanted, who would it be?
So that's a challenging question because I would say Rose, the girl, but after her last fight, I don't know, I would probably sit down and ask her why she didn't do anything for that fight. So I would probably pick her because even though the last fight she did was not good, she still is. I still really like her as a fighter. Or maybe Wei Li as well, because Wei Li's, like, insane too. Or the guys, I don't know if I could sit down and have a conversation with one of them.
Why not?
I don't know. They just seem very, like, cocky.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, you have to be like that though if it's a solo sport. You gotta do that.
You have to have, I feel like for a lot of solo sports, you have to have more
mm-hmm.
personality, more grit, and come off as more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think about even track runners, gymnastics, a lot more attitude comes into it than I think you see with people who play on team sports.
Mm-hmm. No, but speaking about, like, women fighters, there's this one fighter right now who holds two championship belts, the woman, and she's Amanda Nunes. She just won her last fight and against, it was Juliana. She fought against this girl named Juliana, and they fought twice. So their first fight, Juliana was so predicted not to win at all. Like, the odds were so stacked against her, and somehow she beat Amanda Nunes, but they just fought recently, and it was a good fight, but Amanda Nunes took the belt, and I think she's, like, the first woman to have two championship belts. Like, she has them both at the same time, one in bantamweight and one in featherweight. It's crazy. Like, people who have two belts or fight in two different categories, they have to fluctuate their weight like crazy because they're such sticklers with the weight.
I was gonna say, I thought that they were pretty tough about weight. So mm-hmm. being in two different I don't really know how the weight classes work, but I feel like being in two different ones at the same time would be pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But fights are, like, pretty scattered apart too. Like, I think a fighter does, like, two fights a year, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, because it takes such a big toll on your body.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of broken noses. Probably yeah. broken cheekbones too.
A lot of concussions.
Yeah, talking about concussions.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I thought that they fought more often than they apparently do.
No, because there's one fighter, I can't remember his name, but he'll lose all the weight he needs, and then the next day will gain, like, 30 pounds.
That's intense.
It's crazy. Yeah, because the weigh-ins are the day before a fight.
Yeah.
So they'll lose all the weight for then, and then for the actual fight, they'll gain, like, 20 pounds or so in just, like, one night. It's crazy. That's crazy. Well, I'm glad you shared some interest in UFC.
I was going to say, I feel like it definitely is not super popular amongst the university population.
I know a lot of guys watch it, but I have not met another girl that watches it. So if I get you to watch it, we can watch it together.
Well, I was going to say, if any female or female-presenting Laurier Goldenhawks want to talk to Thea about UFC, I'm sure she would...
Yeah, I'd be more than happy. So I've talked to lots of guys about it, but it's different.
Why is it different?
Just because they don't think I'll know anything. And then when I actually finally start talking about it, they're like, oh, you actually do know UFC. Like, yes, I do know UFC. Oh,
so you just get underestimated.
Yeah, I do.
I feel like that's more fun, though.
In a way, it is fun to show off my knowledge.
I was going to say, I typically like when people underestimate me and then I can kind of show them up.
Mm-hmm. In a way.
Like, people often underestimate my NFL knowledge, specifically the Chicago Bears. Big Chicago Bears fan.
So,
which is embarrassing right now, but it's fine.
Tell us some NFL news, Amelia.
So, obviously, we've got the Miami Dolphins concussion situation going on. Right now, we're in kind of the beginning of the season, getting towards the middle, so everyone's looking to see who's going to be top contenders, who's going to go to the playoffs, who's not.
So how is your team looking, Chicago?
Oh, Chicago is... Hang on. I'm pretty sure they are 2-2, 3-2, something like that. Hang on.
When do they decide who goes into playoffs? Because I don't know much about football.
So... they decide in the last couple games who is definitely going to the playoffs because it all depends on stats and how each team is doing in their division. But the way it works is you end regular season. There's a week where it's called wild card week.
Mm.
So it's that's against teams who were kind of flip-flopping the entire season. And everyone was kind of questioning whether they were going to go to the playoffs or not. So those play that week, giving the teams who are definitely in the playoffs kind of like a week off. And then playoffs start. They do playoffs between the divisions and then wrap it up with the Super Bowl in February.
So when do playoffs start?
Playoffs start beginning of January.
Okay.
Like coming out of Christmas break.
So are you a big Super Bowl fan? Do you have, like, a Super Bowl ritual?
I'm not going to lie. I don't really I don't often watch the Super Bowl. I don't know. It's just... personally, I find it takes a little too long with all the commercials.
It takes so long.
Yeah, so I just... I always start it with good intentions of watching the entire thing, and then I end up giving up. I'm not going to lie. I obviously see, like, the recaps and the best plays because that comes up in my social media feed. But for the most part, I tend to stay away. I think it's just me being bitter that my team never gets really close to the playoffs. Or at least they haven't. Or, like, not close to the playoffs because we've been to the playoffs recently and that was awful. But I think it was just, like, we haven't been to the close to the Super Bowl in, like, 10 years, more than 10 years.
Wow!
So I'm just a little sad about that, I guess.
It's funny because like the only football game I will watch in a year is the Super Bowl because it always would fall on my birthday weekend, and we would have friends that would always host.
No,
so
I don't know. I always end up just. It's a Sunday too, so like I'm just like. You know what? I'll start doing schoolwork while
it ends while at I like one.
And then
it's so long.
It's very long. No, I've been seriously watching football since I started high school, and then before that was kind of a little more lazy watching. I only really half understood what was going on, but now I definitely understand much more of the game.
Anything you'd like to share as for someone that doesn't know much about football?
If you've watched the Super Bowl, you know that it's played in four quarters. Each quarter is 15 minutes. Halftime is like the big break. for professional football, there's commercial breaks pretty often. I don't know. Important things to know is that when it's getting down to be the last 2 minutes, they don't stop the clock, which they normally do. So the only way that teams can get kind of like a little break is if they have timeouts left. You get 3 timeouts per half. I think that's all. The teams are really large. It's not like hockey where it's only 5 players and a goalie.
I saw the Laurier team the one football game I've seen at university, and the team was like 40-50 people big.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
A regular season NFL team is 56 players, I believe.
It's so many. And like half of them never even get to play.
Well,
or am I wrong?
The 56 player roster, like they have a bunch of backups, and then they also, each team has like a practice squad, which they'll pull members from when other players are injured. So like the team is technically larger, but they only have registered going into a game 56, or wow, like about 56.
Wow.
Yeah. And then obviously they're split offense, defense, and special teams.
Obviously.
Yes. And there's typically a captain for each.
Oh. Yes. Interesting. Now, I'm going to ask you the same question you asked me. If there's any football player you could pick and sit down,
boy,
have a conversation with, who would it be? What would be some things you would ask them?
Oh, my goodness. So, retired football player, definitely Devin Hester from the Chicago Bears. He was literally amazing. Definitely a great punt returner. So basically, when the ball is kicked, he would collect it and just run. He was just definitely like a powerhouse. He's currently up to as a nominee for this year's Hall of Fame inductions.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. He retired as a Bear.
When did he retire?
He retired a few years ago.
Okay.
But obviously, like, football players, they retire pretty early in their life.
Because, same with UFC.
Yeah, because football takes such a toll on the body. So, like, most players typically, like, it's odd to see a player who's above 35. And then
That's the same with UFC. Yeah.
And then, like, current football player I would like to sit down with. I'd love to sit down with, not from my team, Mahomes, because he's so good. And I feel like, I don't know, just like knowing about how you get to be such a good quarterback would be kind of cool. And from our team, definitely Cole Kmet. He's just great. Like, he didn't start. Like, his last season was really good. He made a lot of plays, got a lot of touchdowns. This season, we didn't start hearing his name pop up a lot until, like, 2 weeks ago. But since then, he's had a lot of great passes and runs down the field. Yeah.
Good.
Yep. Most embarrassing football game I've watched was definitely the wild card playoff game between the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles, where it came down to the last few seconds and the Chicago Bears kicker was up for a field goal. The Philadelphia Eagles called timeout halfway through his kick, so it didn't count and he had to re-kick. And when he re-kicked, it bounced off the football tee twice and bounced out, so it did not count, and they lost by like 1 point.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's so frustrating.
I was in the stands, and let me tell you, the Chicago fans.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there. And it was a very cold January day. And the Chicago fans were not happy about that situation. And since then, that kicker has like never stayed at a team for very long, which is unfortunate.
Just from one kick.
Well, I mean, he hasn't been doing well all season. Cody Parkey had been they call it a doink, because that's the sound it makes when it hits the tee. And he had been making those kicks where they doink so many times throughout the season. Like, it happened 3 times in one game. But yeah, I think that's definitely the most, like, heartbreaking game that I watched, because it was such a good game, and, like, the teams were pretty evenly matched, and did not work out well in our favor.
How many games have you seen, like, in person?
In person? NFL, I want to say 5 or 6. CFL, a whole lot more. My hometown is Hamilton, so I...
The Hamilton Bulldogs?
No, that's hockey.
Oh, yeah.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats are a football team, so I've been to a lot of their games. I also worked in concessions.
Oh, fun. This summer.
So technically, I was at a lot of games this summer. I just didn't really watch them.
That must have been such a fun job.
Working concessions?
But at football games. You know, you just know what's going on in all the football games that happen there.
But the problem is you can't see the field or any of the television screens that are actually showing what's happening on the game. So okay. You only really know once you've clocked out and can look at a little recap of the game.
I assumed that there would have been, like, a TV nearby, but...
Like, the TVs are nearby, but they're all shifted away because they're for the people who are standing in line, not for the people working.
Yeah.
And then... I've watched just a bunch of high school and university football games. Yeah, I've been to three Golden Hawks games this year so far.
And the Golden Hawks have been doing pretty well this year.
Yeah. That's definitely the sport that I watch the most. Mm-hmm. Watched a few baseball games, but I don't really know enough about baseball to comment on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me neither.
That's okay. That's something that we'll explore.
Yeah, exactly.
With our little new sport of the week.
Exactly.
Segment. So we can talk about, I don't know, neither one of us know about hockey. We covered that. So
yeah.
That'll be a future one. So I guess baseball will also have to be in there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll throw in some, like, really random sports too.
Like what?
I don't know. Water polo. I mean, it's not super random, but it's random enough.
I was gonna say, water polo is not that random, but yeah, we can definitely cover water polo. Maybe that'll help some people. I don't know.
I am a referee, but it is inner tube water polo, so it's a little different.
Inner tube water polo. Yeah, I'd say that's a little different.
I mean, I'll teach you about inner tube water polo.
Okay, I'm sure, honestly, it's been a long-standing joke in my family that water polo is just polo, so aka... the game in the grass with the horses, in water. So I'm sure that inner tube water polo is probably different, and same with actual water polo, you know, because there are no horses involved. So I'm sure that we can actually talk about what each of those two things are.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll cover that in the next coming weeks, months.
Yes. Let's talk the hawk. We'll be every... Friday at 4:30. Well, not this upcoming Friday because we're on reading week and programming is paused. But you can still catch the hockey games this reading week. There's one on Friday and one on Saturday.
Really? During reading week?
Yes. Friday, there's a hockey game at 7 p.m.
Is that the first hockey game of the season?
It's the first regular season.
Okay.
Men's hockey game. And then you also have a hockey game on the Saturday at 7:15 p.m. Those are both away games. But before that hockey game on the Saturday, there's a men's football game at 1, which will be an away game, I believe. I'm pretty sure they're going to Guelph, if I remember correctly.
Well, there's lots of home hockey games coming up in November, so...
So if you're nearby, come support our Golden Hawks. I'm sure they would appreciate it. I was right. It is against Guelph, but it's actually a home game.
Oh.
I made a mistake.
It's okay.
Yeah, I believe tickets are still on sale as well, in case anybody needs tickets to the football game.
Yeah. I would go, but I'm at home for reading week, so.
I was going to say, I am also visiting family, so I will not be there. Okay, I believe that's it. Is that it?
Yeah, I believe that's it for today.
Okay. This has been Talk the Hawk. In future episodes, this will be a little longer. We just kind of wanted to give an introduction to what our show is going to cover for the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, and it's been a pleasure to be your hosts.
I've been Amelia.
And I'm Thea.
And we will catch you guys later.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.